As we celebrate the beginning of the month of September, the ninth month of the year, dedicated to Our Lady of Sorrows and to the holy angels of God, that whole universe that He created, about which we shall hear more during this month. On this day, also in a very particular way, we celebrate the Holy Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And of course, this is her shrine, and on this day she bestows upon those who are here and who follow the prescriptions of the law the plenary indulgence, which of course many people do not understand the plenary indulgence, even though it's been explained a million times. But the plenary indulgence erases, for those who obtain it, very, very difficult to obtain. It erases all of the purgatory that you have accrued up to now. But in order to obtain it, you have to renounce sin, any kind of sin that you have had or have now in your soul. You have to renounce it and all its attachments to that sin, whatever it may be, whether it be uncharitableness or pride or selfishness or lust or gluttony, any sin that you have up to now held on to in your life. If you do not renounce it, you cannot get a plenary indulgence today or any day. And then you, of course, have to go within a week to confession. And on the first Saturday of the month, the Blessed Mother has asked that we pray the mysteries of the Rosary and that we meditate at least 15 minutes on one or all the mysteries of the Rosary. Many people don't do that, and therefore they don't obtain the plenary indulgence for First Saturday. So those things are very important. Now, it is possible sometimes, according to God's will, and the Blessed Mother, who is the dispensatrix of all these things, to obtain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory, a soul in purgatory. Now, most likely, it will not be a full plenary indulgence. It will be a very, very packed and laden plenary indulgence. But it doesn't mean that the person will be freed from purgatory that moment, that day, by your particular actions. It is, as I said, very, very difficult. And that is why we don't only do the first five Saturdays of the month and then forget about it, but we do it all our lives, because we may have missed something along the way. And if we miss something along the way, then we have to make up for it. Now, otherwise, we will not get what we want to get. So, the first Saturday of the month, just as the first Friday of the month, is very important in this regard. On this day, too, we celebrate the feast of a great saint who obviously did get the plenary indulgence, otherwise he would not be a saint. A saint who was also a king and an emperor. The emperor, Saint Stephen of Hungary. He was converted, on the other hand, by Saint Henry, the emperor, Saint Henry, the husband of Saint Cunegunda. They're buried in the cathedral that they founded in Bamberg, in Germany, in Bavaria. But he is the one who convinced, finally, after arguing and putting all kinds of teachings and pretexts and so forth to Stephen, whose original name was Wojciech in the Hungarian and Czech language, or the Slavic language, if you wish, and he chose the name of our patron, St. Stephen the Proto-Martyr, as his saint. And of course, we do that when we are baptized. We are supposed to have the name of a saint. In this day and age, many people and many priests, in their tremendous ignorance, that's why we pray against ignorance and heresy. One leads to the other. Ignorance leads to heresy. Most people don't know their Catholic faith because they're too busy doing all kinds of nonsense that has nothing with eternal life. And then the catechism days there, catching dust. But those who are baptized should be baptized with a Christian name, a Catholic name. So There was nothing in particular wrong with his name, but he chose the name of the first martyr, Saint Stephen. A friend of Christ, of Saint Paul's, of Saint Gamaliel, and Saint Nicodemus, Saint Joseph of Arimathea, and others. And therefore he took that name, and it was henceforth his official name. So when he died, relatively young age, he eventually was canonized under the Christian name, Saint Stephen. And his son, who also died of an accident very young, his name is Blessed Emmerich. Why he hasn't been canonized after so many centuries, only God knows. Perhaps the Hungarian bishops are too busy sipping their cordials and having their beautiful china on their table. Don't think that sins are only of this age. There are many evil priests today, but there have always been, throughout the whole history of mankind, many evil bishops and priests, and yes, popes. I'm a descendant of two of them. So, obviously, they were very sinful. And that's the way it is. But, you know, as we say in the Exalted about Adam and Eve, O felix culpa, O happy fault, that brought about the incarnation, the death, resurrection, and glorification of Christ. O happy fault. So happy fault of Pope Saint Pope Calixtus, who may be in hell, and Pope Alexander VI, who may be in hell. I hope not. I pray for their souls in case they are in purgatory. They did a lot of good things for the church too, not only evil things, just as you and I do. We do good things and we do evil things. We need to continue to do good things. We need to make reparation, which of course today is a day of reparation, for the evil that we do. So today, we commend ourselves to the intercession of the great king and emperor, Saint Stephen of Hungary. And of course, in a very, very special way, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, whose day we celebrate, we feast, and in which we rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.